Quincy.
HD3 Detroit.
KJAQ.
HD3 Seattle.
WBMX.
HD3 Boston.
And on AOL Radio.
And Yahoo Launchcast.
This is Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston. Are you in your head too much, overthinking and worrying all the time? In times like these, you need to find a heart's way. To clear the blocks to being in your heart where you can listen to your intuition and express your soul's purpose. This will assist you to gain clarity, step into your power, and lead from this place. I can support you to create space to find your own answers and trust your intuition. I can help you to get back to your authentic self and be more aligned with who you really are and your true soul purpose. As a result of our work together, your life starts to unfold, become aligned, and easier. Visit me at www.intuitivesoul.com and we can create a program to assist you. I also have a free 30-minute consultation on finding a heart's way to hear the gentle guidance of your soul. So tonight, well, this is October, and I keep saying that. I don't know where the time's going, but we are in October, and October is all about living in the present moment and how to become more aware about our living in the present moment. And I'm doing readings all month long. It's on our soul purpose. It's also how to find a heart's way through how living in the present moment can help us be clear. So that's what we're talking about tonight. How to live in the present moment will help us become clear. So give us a call. It's a live call-in show. It is the 13th of October. So give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. And so again, we are talking about how living through the present moment, living in the present moment, can help us become clear. And it's really about uncovering all of those layers to help us find our heart's way so that we can hear the gentle guidance of our soul. So living in the present moment requires us to be focused on the here and now instead of worrying about the past or the future. So a lot of times we are regretting the past and we're projecting into the future. And when you aren't living in the now, you are most likely living in the past by looking at a person from your past event, from a past event that you wish you had done differently, or remembering something that you want to hold on to. So a lot of times we spend an inordinate amount of time looking at the relationships we've had in our past, the mistakes that we've made in the past, you know, all of the things that you wish you'd done differently, the coulda, woulda, shouldas, remembering something that you want to hold on to. So sometimes it's those good things, or sometimes, you know, it's just the people that we're wanting to hold on to. And again, that keeps us stuck in the past. And when our energy is in the past, we're really not creating from a space of potential. We're creating from the place of the past. So all the things that you're wanting to shift and change just keep getting recreated, because that's where we're focusing our attention. That's where our awareness is. And the more we're focused in the past, the more we recreate the same types of situations. And a lot of times we know, we ask those questions, you know, why did these things keep happening to me? And it's not always because we're thinking about them all the time, but we often are thinking about, you know, something that's happened in the past. We're not focused in the now. And it's really interesting, because it is really simple to focus in the now. It is really an easy thing to do. And when you do it, you feel great. But we often get so caught up in, you know, like something will just trigger us and we'll go back into like a past memory. We'll start thinking about something that happened in the past. We'll start thinking about a person from the past, and then we get stuck there. And then it kind of snowballs, and our ego gets very involved, and you know, we start, you know, thinking about the coulda, woulda, shouldas, and that's where all of our energy gets stuck. So that's a huge thing that we do. Or we're looking in the future and we're projecting our hopes or our fears. A lot of times we worry about the future, saying, well, you know, I'm worried about my job. I'm worried about my finances. I mean, financial crisis, you know, we talk about it over and over again. It's been huge in the past 2 years especially have been, you know, really big on creating that fear and amplifying that fear on financial things. So we're you know, we're spending a lot of time worrying about the future instead of, you know, using this now moment to feel great and amazing and being in the present. And, you know, you don't always feel great when you're in the present because we do have to work through things. And that's just, that's life. And our emotions are incredibly important and very authentic, and we need to honor them. And so, no, living in the present moment doesn't mean that everything's going to be rosy and shiny and bright. But living in the present moment is the only time we have the power to be empowered. It's the only time we have choices to respond to situations instead of reacting from the past or reacting from, you know, events or the way we hold our emotional state. So we're always in a state of stress and reaction instead of in a place of choosing and responding. So the only way you can do that is to be in the present moment. And so most of us spend the majority of our lives either reflecting on the past or projecting into the future. So this is a live call-in show. Give us a call. I want to talk about how you can assist you to live in the present moment so that you can become clear. The clearer you are about who you are, what you want from life, where you want to be going in life, the more opportunities will become available to you. If you're stuck in the past or worrying about the future, then that's where that's the state that you're creating from. It's not a very empowering place to be. Getting clear about what you want, about who you are, about, you know, the juiciness that you want to experience in life. So this, you know, getting clear we can talk about relationships, we can talk about finances, we can talk about your career. Everything sort of falls under this area, but it's all about you knowing what you want and who you are. And, you know, we all ask, you know, what do? We all ask from a place of doing instead of being. Who you are is really a state of being. Who you are is the soul essence of you that shines through. And we all have these essences that kind of guide us, the things that we look for. Like one of the things that I say a lot is, you know, I just want to have fun. And yeah, okay, so we can sing Cyndi Lauper's song. But what I realized is that, you know, quite often that is how I determine my state of happiness or my state of peace through looking at, you know, whether I'm having fun or not. And when I think of my soul's essence, a lot of it comes through joy. A lot of it comes through passion and compassion. And that's a different way of looking at life. But we, you know, our soul speaks to us. And so clearly having fun is part of the way my soul speaks to me, but it seems to also be conditional. And it's something that I have to be very, very aware of because it's a state of being. Joy is a state of being. I can have fun doing anything. I have to be able to be consciously choosing what it is that, you know, I am aware of. So we do have our first caller. It is Nicole from South Dakota. Hi, Nicole.
Hi, how are y'all?
I'm good. We don't have a lot of time right now. We're probably going to be going to break in a couple minutes, but why don't you tell me what it is that you'd like to talk about?
I'm just wondering about my relationships and like if I go about them right, maybe.
Okay. So what's happening right now in relationship status?
I'm seeing someone new, and it just seems like I'm overly emotional.
Okay. How long was it from the last relationship? It wasn't very long.
No.
No. And were you fully over the last relationship?
I don't think I was in love with the last person, but they sort of offered me a level of comfort.
Right. And did you feel hurt by something that happened?
Not in my last relationship, but I have an ex-husband, and that hurt me.
Oh, yeah, that would, yes. Okay. All right. So I'm getting a sense of what's going on. So what kind of patterns do you see? What's like the biggest pattern that you see that you go through?
I'm not sure.
Why don't you think about, why don't you think about that? And we're going to go to break. So give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. And Nicole, I want you to stay on the line because we'll bring you back. So you're listening to Intuitive Soul on the Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Hi, I'm Sue Lundquist. I want to help you to embrace the life you've always envisioned. Listen to us on the I'm Thankful Network, Monday through Friday. Listeners from all the backgrounds come together as we identify the truly important aspects of life. The I'm Thankful Network is like comfort food for the soul. In short, we want you to be positively positive about where you are headed. Join us every weekday for the I'm Thankful Network. Fun, educational, and empowering. Tune in to find yourself all over again.
Oh, it's so funny to be seeing you after so long, girl. And with the way you look, I understand that you were not impressed. But I heard you let that little friend of mine take off your party dress. I'm not gonna get too sentimental like those other sticker valentines, 'cause I don't know if you are loving somebody. I only know it isn't mine. World is killing you, oh, Allison. My aim is true. Well, I see you got a husband now. Did you leave your pretty fingers lying in the wedding cake? You used to hold him right in your hand. I bet it took all he could take. Sometimes I wish that I could stop you from talking when I hear the silly things that you say. I think somebody better put out the big light, 'cause I can't stand to see you this way. I know this world is killing you, oh, Allison. My aim is true. My aim is true. My aim is true.
Radio is now CBS Radio's The Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL.
248-545-7685. NewSkyRadio.com.
The purpose of Intuitive Soul is to master the path to heart consciousness, and there are three different modalities that I use. Intuitive counseling, where I guide and support you to become more aware and conscious of your thoughts and feelings, raise and shift your level of consciousness, identify and heal the pain, struggle, and fear that prohibit you, and finally to help you express the love, joy, and compassion of who you are. Intuitive energy clearing is about ridding you and your space of negative energy by helping you to connect with your natural, positive, powerful, true self and restoring balance. And Intuitive Soul Radio, right here Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. on the Sky. I also have a show on my website at www.intuitivesoul.com. That's live Thursday evenings. And I also have a show now Mondays with Jean Adrian on the Sky at 1 p.m. And that's called Voices of Soul. So we've got lots of different ways that I can assist you. And so tonight we are talking about living in the present moment and how, you know, how the present moment can help you become clear. This is a live call-in show. It is October 13th. You can call us at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Or you also have instant message right on the front page of the website to contact us and send the message. So we are talking with Nicole from South Dakota. Hi, Nicole. What I'm going to ask you, Nicole, is, you know, I'm feeling that there's some, because there was such a, it was, because it was so close to your last relationship and you didn't, maybe for you it wasn't so much about healing, but there wasn't a lot of time in between. And so there's a little bit of you that's just really nervous and worried about, you know, where this new one's coming from, because you're, you know, the comfort level's not there yet. It's new, and so you're worried about bringing up some of the past things. But what if you were to name a pattern that sort of comes across in relationships? What would you say, you know, some of those patterns were?
I guess like my dating history has been like, I might go out with somebody only one or two times, and then like I just feel like I already know that's not going to work, so I don't see him anymore.
Okay, that's fair. Right. So
I think I'm able to tell that quickly, and I don't want to, you know, leave someone on if I'm not interested. That, you know.
Sure. Well, that's honest and authentic, and there's nothing wrong with that. So that's a good thing. But when you do enter a relationship, is there anything that triggers you into thinking he's not going to be the right one?
No, not really anything specific, but I can probably maybe if we're at the same maturity level or have the same values.
Okay, well, having the same values is really important. Maturity level is a judgment, which means there's probably something that's happened in the past that you know, makes you judge somebody as to whether they're being mature or not. Because maturity is it's a perception. It's something that only you would be able to define in your world. Everybody else will have a different definition of what maturity means to them and whether maturity is important or not. So you might want to look at that one. But okay, so this new relationship, I think you're really attracted to him, yes?
Pardon?
Are you really attracted to him?
Yes.
Yeah. That's what I'm picking up, that there's a high attraction level. And so I guess what's happened is you've gone through the first couple dates and realized that, you know, you haven't shut the door on him yet. You're still attracted. You still want to get to know him. So that's bringing up some of your fears. Is that where we are at?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. So what you're worried about is whether he, you know, is emotionally available and can be in a relationship, because there's a lot of men out there that once you get past that first few dates that, you know, and you're thinking of where's this going to go? You know, there's a lot of people that, especially men, that, you know, aren't able to commit.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. So I want you to just get really clear about what it is that you want out of a relationship. And, you know, obviously, you know, after the first couple dates, you're not going to talk about, you know, getting remarried or moving in together. But, you know, you need to be clear about what types of relationships you're wanting to move into. When you just, after you know, going through a marriage and divorce, you're not going to, like, usually you're not ready to jump right back in again. Although we all want love in our lives. So we're all looking for that relationship that, you know, will be the last relationship, even though we're not necessarily ready ourselves, and we're not necessarily emotionally ready ourselves either. And that, sometimes that takes a while for us to move through. And you're sort of at a phase where you're starting to want to get serious. Haven't really found anybody, but now you've sort of found somebody that you're still attracted to after a few dates. And, you know, and then that worries you because you now what's next. And so not only does he have to make the emotional commitment, but so do you. So you're at, you know, kind of that period where you have to decide whether you want to make an emotional commitment with this person and what that means to you, because it means different things for a lot of different people. So just get really clear about what you want. I like this guy. I think, you know, I think he's genuine. I also think he has a nice energy, and I think the two of you complement one another. The thing is with relationships is there's two people and there's always two choices. So, or several choices, but, you know, just let go, relax, enjoy yourself. And I think maybe that's probably the biggest thing you can do is really enjoy yourself. So, you know, when you're out on a date with him, you know, really be present. So get yourself as clear and present as you possibly can. So, you know, focusing in on your body, focusing in on breathing, focusing in on him, you know, being really attentive when he talks, so that, because listening is a skill that is also very present moment, and just be with it and just have a lot of fun instead of worrying about where it's going. I think it has a lot of potential. And I think, you know, the only thing that's holding it back right now, and there's nothing really holding it back, it's just your own little fears. And he'll have his own fears because you both attracted each other. So, you know, just be open, honest. But at this stage, just have a lot of fun and just enjoy yourself.
Yeah, I think those are some really good points.
Yeah. Okay, well, let me know what happens, Nicole, because I think this is going to be around for a little while. So, you know, just be open and yourself and have some fun.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, and our next caller is Patty from Michigan, who has some questions about her daughter. Hi, Patty.
Hi, Lori. How are you?
I'm good. So tell me a little bit what's going on with your daughter.
Well, just recently, she's had a hard life. She has three children. The father isn't around, and I guess he put her through a lot of trauma, and she started crossing a line where she took a person that she met, a guy, years ago, and she started thinking about him, and then she started telling everybody about him and how he was trying to get in touch with her.
Right.
And then she found out that he died. We don't even, it's between her, myself and her best friend who lives in a different state. We're both hearing what, anyway, it escalated to where she has gotten over him dying, and now she's having kind of like dream/reality, and now she's at a point where she feels like every man in her life has raped her, and they have put chemicals over her, and she thinks one of my granddaughters was raped by my son.
Okay.
All of which is not true. She's just taking out reality. But what I was telling the guy that I was just talking to was basically when her and I don't really get along, but I do have to interact with her, and I was living with her for 5 years. That's how I know a lot of this, what she's talking about, never happened. But she's at a point where we definitely know she needs help, but she won't listen to me to go and get help anywhere because she thinks I'm crazy. So her friend luckily talks to her every day and is keeping her in touch with things. And we're actually thinking of having her go to her friends and have her help her get help, you know, while I stay here with the kids. And my thing is, I'm very spiritual. I do a lot of meditation. When you said about living in the moment, I literally have to make myself live in the moment, but I have to do that like every hour of every day in my life.
You know what? Always. And that's the way it will always be for us.
So I don't, it's just so much. I just don't know how I can say, you know, I do everything. I do exercises. I do, you know, okay. I go out and walk for myself every evening just to get out of the house and to clear my mind. And, you know, so when I get up in the daytime, I'm up for like a half an hour and a big knot starts in my stomach.
Right.
And I try to talk myself out of this. And I'm afraid the phone's going to ring and I'm afraid that something's going to happen to her or, you know, or what's going to happen next. And it's just, how do I stay in that moment and how, you know, it's a big one. I'm sorry.
No, it's a huge one. And we're going to go to break shortly. But, you know, Patty, what there's two things. Obviously, you know, it's really, really difficult for you to be in the present moment when there is a fear about your daughter. How old are your grandchildren?
12, 10, yeah. And 6.
Exactly. Yeah. If the plan about you taking the grandchildren and her going to a friend and getting help, that's what she needs to do. Because right now you are worried about everything going on, not just, you know, not just your daughter, but you've got your grandchildren that you have to worry about. And, you know, that's really, really key right now. That, you know, right now something has to happen so that you're feeling safe enough and she's feeling safe enough that we can do something. But you know what? We're going to go to break. Stay on the line, Patty, and I'll definitely move into more of this when we come back from break.
Okay,
but give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Or instant message us from the front of New Sky Radio. And you're listening to Intuitive Soul on the Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
So you've tried it all. The diets, the pills, nothing seems to work. You still can't lose weight. Or if you want to stop smoking, you've tried all the drugs and gadgets and gizmos, but the urge to smoke is still too strong. Attend our Weight Loss and Stop Smoking Seminars November 3rd at the William Kostick Center in Farmington Hills. The price is only $50 per workshop and includes a one-year guarantee. Space is limited and advanced registration is required for this event. To find out more and to register, visit newskyradio.com. That's newskyradio.com or call 248-581-2183. That's 248-581-2183. You can change the way you think about healthy living. You can change your life. We'll show you how. The Weight Loss and Stop Smoking Seminars, November 3rd at the William Kostick Center in Farmington Hills. Register today at newskyradio.com or call 248-581-2183. That's newskyradio.com or call 248-581-2183.
It's not sane. It's not sane.
Radio is now CBS Radio's The Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL.
248-545-7685. NewSkyRadio.com.
Intuitive Soul with your host, Lori Houston, is to master the path to heart consciousness through intuitive counseling by looking at our relationships, from our relationships with ourselves, with others, to even our relationship with money, and through clearing our energy so that we remove the obstacles that prohibit us from living the life that we want. Intuitive Soul will discuss all of this every Wednesday night at 7 p.m. right here on The Sky. I invite you to join me for this live call-in show where I answer your questions each week. And also, I have a show at 1 p.m. every Monday with co-host Jean Adrian called Voices of Soul. It's at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. And together we are creating a venue for, you know, intuitive guidance and how to clear yourself. Okay, so before the break, we were discussing with Patty from Michigan some of her dilemma with regards to her daughter and her grandchildren and wanting to have some advice about how to live in the present moment so that she can be clear. Okay, so Patty, I mean, the biggest thing that keeps coming to me is, you know, first of all, you're not feeling safe enough. So you need to start feeling safe, and you need to know that your grandchildren are okay and your daughter. And I think, you know, your idea or your friends, you know, the two of you coming together and you taking the grandchildren while, you know, your daughter gets some help. She needs, you know, she needs, for right now, she needs, I think, some, and I don't often think that, you know, medicine is necessarily, or drugs are necessarily a good thing for people. But in this case, she is completely overwhelmed and she's completely in a state that she needs to just get back in control of herself. She's had too many things, so she's kind of at an overload area in her life, and because of all these things happening at once, she really needs some medical attention. And then I think, you know, if she doesn't have to worry about the kids, and so that she doesn't have to go through this trauma with regards to whatever happened, and I do believe she was raped. I do feel that I mean, this is coming from some places, but now because she's so caught up in the fear and she's so caught up in the past, she's really projecting into the future, and she's projecting all of her fears onto her children, which is why she now feels that her daughter was raped. I agree with you. It has that I do not feel has happened, and certainly, yeah, I don't feel in any way that any of that has happened. But for her, it was real. For her, it did happen. And she needs some help now because she's at that stage where she can't move forward. And everything is sort of overwhelming her. And so she's really stuck. And she will remain stuck until she gets some medical attention. And so
I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. What your question?
Are you talking medical? See, I don't believe in the drugs are you talking about psychiatry, to get her under control? I mean, her and her best friend, we talked about all that, and we're more holistic people, but we both agree that a short term, She may need some drugs short term to get her mind back.
Yes, that's what she needs. She needs to have something that is going to stabilize her right now. And right now, the only thing that's coming to me is for a short period of time, maybe, 3 to 6 months, she needs to get on some medication to assist her.
So,
and I agree. I think we need to heal holistically, and she needs she needs to heal this holistically. But right now, she is in overwhelm mode, and she needs something to, take her away. It will take her out of this state, because she is in a paranoia state.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, and when you get caught in that, it's a cycle. It's really hard to get out without some sort of. I mean, she doesn't need to go into a hospital or anything, but she needs medical. She needs some medicine, some drugs to assist her.
Okay, through psychiatry, you mean?
Well, whether it's I think probably. In the States, it's probably the same as here. I think you need to have a psychiatrist to prescribe drugs, although I think a psychologist, as long as they have their PhD in psychology, I think they can also prescribe drugs. So if she could get somebody sometimes if you're really lucky, and I know that this happens in both of our countries, you can get a spiritual psychologist. That is but they work under a psychiatrist.
Uh-huh.
And so she can get the spiritual work she's working for, but she can also get the medical attention that she needs.
Okay. But she is going to be okay?
She is. She just, right now, she needs a break. And her break, the only way that's going to happen right now, one is... get the kids away from her, because she's just so overwhelmed, and get some medication into her that is going to relax her enough. And then you start going through with her in a holistic way. But she needs to come back into herself. Right now she is in complete paranoia.
Now, do you think that she was raped by one person? I mean, she's saying that she's going into several different...
Yeah.
The children, had probably had done it at some point, but I'm thinking her friend and I are thinking something very, very young.
Yeah, I think something happened to her quite young, and the rest of them are, maybe she was forced into it, but not quite the same as when you don't know what it is type rape. I mean, when it's your husband, it's not really considered rape in the same way.
I know.
And it doesn't scar in the same way. But because she's so paranoid right now, she's seeing everything and she's dragging up everything, and she's in a paranoid state. So that psychosis is overtaking her. And so she's seeing everything from a paranoid place.
Okay. And she will get this out of her when she sees somebody,
what the real cause is. There's a whole bunch of things that could happen for her holistically. There's a bunch of things that I would, might recommend, but she's not at the stage yet where holistic is going to necessarily help her.
Okay.
Once she gets some assistance and she can kind of calm down and kind of come back into herself, then call us back and we'll talk about, some different things that would help her. To get really clear and to help her, get back, from a more holistic perspective.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, I don't think there's no grave danger. She's not going to hurt somebody. She's not going to hurt herself.
I know. When I talk to her, she sounds fine.
Right.
When I'm on the phone with her and I make sure I go over and check on the kids. The kids are fine. As far as all that goes, so I know she's not going to, hurt herself or anybody. But then when she starts talking about the stories, this is when the kids weren't there.
Yeah.
It just starts coming out. And me, I get so scared that I start yelling and I run.
Right.
I run out the door and that's...
Yeah, and that's your mechanism, which so we come back now full circle to you, which was the question you asked in the beginning.
Yeah.
First,
yeah.
First, you need to feel like there's a little bit of a safety net for you, because right when you do hear her going off, you know that triggers all sorts of things for you. So when that state happens, you know, you just need to feel a little bit safe right now. So if you thought your daughter was being taken care of and you were taking care of the grandchildren and everybody was safe, then you could definitely focus more on, you know, your breathing, going for your walks, the more you bring yourself into your body. But when you're in a state of constant worry about, and it's not constant, but when it happens, it's overwhelming for you as well as it is for everybody around her. But, you know, it's hard for you because...
Yeah, because I feel guilty.
And helpless.
I actually feel a relief if she goes there.
Of course.
I'm so grateful that her friend is willing to,
yes.
You know, is helping her so much. And I tell her, thank God that, you know, I have her and she has her, because she doesn't talk to me about it. And her and I just clash. And so thank God she has her friend that who's willing to, you know, take the steps necessary to help her.
Yep.
So once
that happens, then you'll do all the things that help you get more centered. And you know what? It is a constant journey. I mean, it is consciously forcing ourselves every hour of the day. It is consciously making an effort to, you know, to be in the now and to be focused. And then, you know, but right now you're too worried about what's going on. And yes, you know, you can take a breath and you can relax, but until you know that she's safe and the kids are safe, you know, it's just more difficult. So we've got a break now. Does that help you?
Thank you so much. It does
you're
a
welcome.
Lot. And I'm going to go on your website too. And I started looking at it already, but thank you very much. You've
you're
helped
welcome.
Me immensely.
Okay, and do give a call back and let me know how things are going, okay?
I will.
Thank All right.
you.
All right, so we're going to go to break now. Give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685, or instant message us right on the front page of newskyradio.com. You're listening to Intuitive Soul on the Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
Join us for Dynamic Transformations. Acclaimed sound healer, author, and radio host Mark Patterson brings you a weekly inspirational message with your 11-minute miracle, followed by the best mediums, psychics, and best-selling self-help authors. Join us for the best new thought program out there, Dynamic Transformations with Mark Patterson, Tuesday nights from 8 to 9 p.m.
CBS Radio's The New Sky. New SkyRadio.com. New horizons, no boundaries.
Now I've been happy lately, thinking about the good things to come, and I believe it could be something good has begun. Oh, I've been smiling lately, dreaming about the world as one, and I believe it could be someday it's going to come. 'Cause out on the edge of darkness, there rides a peace train. Oh, peace train, take this country, come take me home again. Now I've been smiling lately, thinking about the good things to come, and I believe it could be something good has begun. Oh, peace train sounding louder.
Ride on the peace train.
Ooh, ooh. Come on, the peace train. It's peace train, holy roller.
Everyone jump up on the peace train.
Ooh, ooh. Ooh, ooh. Come on. Good friends too.
world as it is. Why must we go on hating? Why can't we live in bliss? 'Cause out on the edge of darkness, there rides a beast train. Come on, the beast train. It's beast train, oh, it rolls.
Everyone jump on the beast train.
Come on, peace train. Hey, yes, it's the peace train.
Live the life you've imagined.
Look up to the sky.
This is Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL.
Myself a threadbare gypsy soul.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
Believe. NewSkyRadio.com.
Are you in your head too much, overthinking and worrying all the time? In times like these, you need to find a heart's way to clear the blocks to being in your heart, where you can listen to your intuition and express your soul's purpose. This will assist you to gain clarity, step into your power, and lead from this place. I can support you to create space to find your own answers and trust your intuition. And I can help you to get back your authentic self and be more aligned with who you really are and your true soul purpose. As a result of our work together, your life starts to unfold, become aligned, and easier. Visit me at www.intuitivesoul.com and we can create a program to assist you. And please take advantage of my free 30-minute consultation to finding a heart's way to hearing the gentle guidance of our soul. So tonight we've been talking about how living in the present moment can help us become clear. And we've had some very interesting examples from callers that have called in. You can give us a call at 248-545-7685 or instant message us tonight. But we are coming to a wrap of the show. But, you know, there are things that I would recommend when we're looking at, you know, how to be more in the present moment. And certainly breathing, you know, consciously breathing assists us to, you know, just sort of ground ourselves, to root ourselves, to get into that present moment. And, you know, breathing can happen, obviously, many different ways. Some people, you know, they focus on the inhalation. Some people focus on the exhalation. Some people do counting. You know, you breathe in for four, you hold it for two, you breathe out for eight. These are when you count. So you count in breathing at four, holding for the count of two, breathing out at the count of eight. Some people then pause again for another 2 seconds and then start the process over. Some people just do conscious breathing just by breathing in and out consistently and not having any breaks. There are as many ways of breathing as there are anything else in life. It is as varied as you are. And if you find something that, you know, you resonate with, then go for that. You know, yoga is all about connecting our breath with our body. And so our body also is very important. Often what happens is we get so caught up in our heads that we really are not connected with our breath or our body. So it's that is what being in the present moment allows us to do. It allows us to bring back, you know, coming into the present moment instead of, you know, into our heads. Okay, we do have a last caller. It's Kathleen from New Jersey. Kathleen, how can I help you tonight?
Hi, how are you tonight? Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. So how can I help?
Well, I'm concerned over a friend of mine. His name is Andy.
Okay.
He seems to be going through a lot right now, and I was wondering what you could tell me.
Can you be a little bit more specific? Emotionally he's a little bit distracted?
His wife isn't all that great to him. And the hard part of this is we're all friends.
Right. And so it's hard to take sides.
Yeah, but I just hate what she does to him.
Okay.
You know?
Right. And just be really clear about what the relationship boundary is, because there's some blurring there that is occurring, and that also can confuse the situation and can make, you know, his relationship more difficult. So just be careful of what it is that you're trying to assist him with, and just be very aware of that, okay? If you want it to move into a relationship, that's fine. Just know that that blurring is there, and I'm just, this isn't a judgment or anything. This is just, you know, be very aware of what can happen in a situation like this. He is very vulnerable. He is going through something and he does need support. Throwing it back onto him as to, you know, what his responsibility is in this, and be careful how the support is offered. Usually the best way to offer someone support is by helping them see, you know, the patterns that are coming up, like why he would choose a partner that is treating him the way his wife is treating him right now. There's a reason. He's learning something very big here, and it's important for him to understand that. And I just be really clear, because the support can turn, what we don't need is to see ourselves as victims. We need to be empowered. So he needs to have that opportunity of being more empowered instead of feeling like a victim, because right now he's really in victim mode.
Mm-hmm.
And when you feel that, you want to reach out and you want to help him. And because you're all friends, it's just the boundaries are getting kind of messy. And so I would just, you know, offer him support in a way that allows him to be empowered, in a way that allows him to see where he can grow in this relationship, because there's some big growth that's going on for him right now, and it's some karmic past life, this life issues that he is working through. So there's some big karma that he is needing to get, but he focuses on what she's doing to him, and he needs to shift his focus into what he's learning from this, okay?
Okay.
And I think that would be the best way you can assist him. What happens in the relationship and where it goes, let him make that choice and see where it goes from there. Okay?
Okay. All right. I get it.
Okay.
Okay, but thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Okay. And let me know what happens, okay?
Okay, I will.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Great, thanks. All right, so, you know, that's it. We need to really be aware sometimes, you know, where we are in the moment. And often we're in our head. And when stuff like this happens where we feel a victim, and then, you know, we're not in control and we're not in charge and we're in reaction mode. So it's a really interesting journey that we're on, and hopefully, you know, that some of the tools that I can provide you with will assist that journey to make it a little bit easier for you. I'm Lori Houston. You've been listening to Intuitive Soul. You can go to my website, www.intuitivesoul.com. I encourage you to visit me online. I do email, phone consultations and readings, remote healings and clearing for your personal home and businesses. And I have a weekly online radio show, Thursday evenings, as well as the two shows on the Sky Network. Do take advantage of my free 30-minute consultation on finding a heart's way and hearing the gentle guidance of our soul. And, you know, may love and joy be your guides to creating the life you desire. You've been listening to Intuitive Soul on the Sky Radio, powered by CBS.